For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. This week, the Cadillac division of General Motors will take the wraps off two new models in their V-Series, vehicles that will be built at the Lansing Grand River Assembly Plant. I talked with Cadillac Product Manager for Future Performance Sedans, Ken Cornes, about the CT4V and CT5V, models heading to showrooms next year. The CT4V is smaller. Am I right about that, and is that the only differentiation between the two?
The CT4 is the smaller, I'd say more nimble of the two. The CT5V will be a little bit larger, but definitely from a performance standpoint, it's going to provide everything that customers are looking for.
The Cadillac V-Series started 15 years ago. What was the original vision? Were you around at that time? How have things changed, and what was the original vision?
Yeah, I was around. And so I started working on and for Cadillacs over 30 years ago. And so when we launched the V-Series 15 years ago, it really was out of a new philosophy at Cadillac, really an expansion, a renaissance. And so back in the late 80s, we had a movement that we called Art and Science. And Art and Science was really blending engineering and technology excellence with distinctive and beautiful design forms. And so we had a number of concept vehicles, our Evoque, Image, Vision, and that really was the genesis for a new lineup of Cadillacs that we're launching. Along that way, in order to show our technical excellence, that was the genesis and the birth of V-Series. And so our first V-Series 15 years ago was the 2004 CTS-V. And we launched that vehicle in the famed Nürburgring in Germany because that is one of the most aggressive and difficult challenge courses in the world. And we wanted to make sure to show people right from the get-go that that we had the capability to match and beat the best.
The global debut of the CT4V and CT5V will be on Thursday, May 30th in Detroit, so no pictures are available yet. But I do want to ask you about the looks. Are they going to differ in any significant way from, say, the CT5 that was unveiled in April at the New York International Auto Show?
Yes, there's definitely distinctive design elements that go with our V-Series. And so there's some hallmark cues that you can look for in the grille, in the exhaust, a number of areas around the vehicle. And that's for the enhanced performance of the vehicle. And you mentioned the event around Detroit. Detroit Grand Prix happens that weekend as well. And so it was a perfect venue for us to not only reveal the CT5V, but the CT4V, alongside with our CT6V, and really show the sedan lineup of V-Series, as well as there'll be information shared about our expansion and growth strategy. And so it's also expanding the lineup of what V-Series represents and elevating it in a lot of ways.
It isn't a surprise that these vehicles are going to be built at the Lansing Grand River Assembly Plant. GM and the Cadillac division have a special affection and admiration for the workers at the Lansing Grand River Plant.
Absolutely. We care about our people and we care about our community. In fact, over the last couple of years, we've invested over $500 million into that award-winning, world-class Lansing Grand River facility. And so we'll be making Cadillacs and V-Series there for years to come.
All right, we have just a moment left for some rapid-fire questions. Ready?
Sure.
When will they be in showrooms?
Early 2020.
What's the price range?
Pricing hasn't been announced yet, but these will be the most affordable and accessible V-Series ever.
What's the expected gas mileage?
Gas mileage has not been released, but again, these will be on par with the best.
And can you talk about production goals?
Nope, can't talk about volume. We're talking about growth and expansion, but we don't have volume forecasts to release.
Ken Cornes is Cadillac Product Manager for Future Performance Sedans. Ken, thank you.
Thank you, Scott. It's been a pleasure.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.